Hi, I'm Glenn Peloso, and this time at Design Diaries, I want to talk to you a little bit about delivery. Delivery has changed our lives. Certainly through the pandemic, everybody had everything delivered. And once people became a bit accustomed to having it delivered, now all sorts of things get delivered. Wine deliveries, there's magic boxes that get delivered on a regular basis. Grocery deliveries, there's Amazon deliveries, clothing deliveries. Anything you can even think about can be delivered to the house. Anything that you could possibly want. And as a result of that, the way the front of the house works now is a little bit different. Not only do you come home and find a welcome mat, but often you find a little stack of things that have been ordered from Amazon or from some other place that are also on the doorstep. There's a bit of concern in terms of people coming to take those things from us, so there is a need now for a little bit different kind or more security. There are a bunch of different things. If you have a lot of deliveries, you can do something called a lockbox. And so what happens is there is a code on top of that box. Your delivery arrives to the house. You have given whoever is doing the delivery, whatever delivery company is doing that, a specific code. They're able to open it up, put the product inside of that box, close it again, and it relocks itself. It just allows you to secure those things. But you need to find a place for that thing to be able to sit at the front of the house. So if you have a big porch, you might want to say, right next to the front door, I'm going to have an urn. Next to the urn is going to be this lockbox. Or perhaps at the end of the porch, you're going to have that very same thing. There are certainly a bunch of products from Google and Apple that allow you to see who's coming to the door. Nest doorbells, for instance, where they ring the doorbell, it comes to your cell phone, you can see who's there. In combination with the Nest doorbell, you might want to do something like an August lock, which would allow you to remotely unlock the door while you watch the person put it inside and then close the door again. That can be, for some people, a little bit more worrisome than just having it delivered to the front porch. Sometimes you can find something that is an urn at the front and a box at the back. If you're having relatively small deliveries, medications and that kind of thing, you can just ask them to put it in the box at the back of the urn. It's not visible on the front doorstep, so nobody really knows that you have something unless they're coming up specifically to look. One of the other things that's relatively simple to do is just buy something that has a lock on it. You can do it as a combination lock. You give the combination to the person who's coming to the house. They can unlock, put it inside, lock it up again. Nothing is 100% fail-safe. But certainly the ability to have something like a Nest system that allows you to see what's coming to the house so that you can monitor it and know who's come and gone when things arrive is wonderful. It also allows you to monitor who is arriving to the house, when they arrive, so that you know that, you know, the dog walker has arrived or the cleaning lady has arrived or a package has arrived. You can monitor all those things as you go through. But certainly having some place to be able to store the things or to hide the things that you're having delivered is a great idea. You can tuck them around the side of the house. You can certainly ask that those things be delivered to the back of the house or to the side of the house, where you again might want to have the same kind of a box. There are many that you can find on Amazon, etc., that have a lid to them, that are a little bit more sturdy. They're great in terms of weather, if it's cold or if it's raining. They're slopes, so they don't allow anything to get into the box that's containing them, and so things stay relatively well in that. They also have a clip on it. You could add lock to it, which would allow you to hide those things. The other thing that I like as well is if you're going to have a lock that goes onto the house, perhaps you want to have a key lock, making it easier for the delivery person to be able to find. You could put that in a standard realtor's lock box. They can undo that code, go in. It's usually relatively simple, a couple of numbers, unlock the lock, put it all back together. You can watch while that happens so that you're at least sure that what's happening and coming to your house is actually safe. The best part is you just have to recognize that with this many kinds of deliveries happening all the time, you have to make accommodations and change a little bit the look of the front of the house to accommodate the amount of deliveries that are happening. Hi, this is Glenn Peloso. Thanks for listening, and remember to join me again next month for another Design Diaries podcast, right here on Focal Point eNews.